I had a question about the power play. Obviously, did really well tonight, 3 for 3. There was one point in the year when you guys were dead last in the power play. It's gone a little bit better. Byron Fraser's talking about how it seems with the power play, some lessons are starting to get through to some players. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you've had to make adjustments with getting the power play to work. Mm-hmm. I was just curious about what changes you've had to make in terms of telling them and getting them to
work. I don't think it was changes, and we work as a team, as a coaching staff. They're not changes as much as keep hitting the nail on the head about what we need to do. I think we were forcing play at time. We were impatient. We were looking for something that weren't there. We were giving directive. And when they go on the ice, I think they were going to the old habits. You have to remember, we had 5 guys back from last year, and 2 were goalies. So we got guys from everywhere. So at the beginning of the year, especially sometimes special team, cohesion could be... they're all coming from different program. They're all coming from different league. And I feel comfortable at that position. I feel, well, we cannot play 3 guys on the half wall. And now I think we were teaching them. We were working with them. But then their confidence got low. And it seemed that we were fighting it. But by hitting the nail and practicing. And to be honest, we practiced so much the power play the last month in practice. And it's one adjustment that maybe I did as a coach. I practiced it more and more. We did practice, but it was like every day. Every day we go to power play 5-15 minutes with the guys with Alex Burrows and work the puck. And one thing Xavier Ouellette, I think, brings a shooting mentality to the power play. And we have a more of a shooting and simplify our power play, which I think helped a lot.
Can you just explain in English? You were talking about the first line of Belzil and you're talking about how they're playing a good 50-50 game. Could you just explain what that
is? Yeah, I mean, no, I think they're played a good game, but they played the right way.
Yes.
Meaning that sometimes people can have points, can make big plays, power play, but 5-on-5, they're cheating. They're not investing defensively. They're forcing plays. All of a sudden, one of them works, so they become 50-50 player. I don't like 50-50 player because then the odds are not good for me. I like players that are 70-30, where make good decisions all the time, make good decisions. And I think with that line, they got success. But they didn't do it by going 50-50 as a coach. You like players that do it the right way. So when it was time for them to spot puck in area instead of deking a player, then they spot puck in area. When it was time to make that pass with low risk of turnover and high risk of offense, they did so. When it was time to manage the puck, they did, and when it was time to invest defensively, they did. So that's why I'm most happy, because I had teams sometime where guys had 2 goals to assist. I was not happy because it wasn't the right way. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm proud of them, the way they respected the game plan and their investment in the game.
We're about halfway through the season. Up to the season, what are you the most proud of from the team?
Ryan. Those guys are young. They're the youngest team in the conference by a bit too. Mm-hmm. And I'm tough on them. I'm demanding. We had some hard losses, and I mean, I love those guys. They're awesome. The way they, you know, we had a meeting when we were 9-14, and so not good enough. I know you guys are trying, but it's not good enough. We need to be better in inches by inches in practice and in games. And We build it. We had own stretch against 3 big teams, Cleveland, Charlotte, Syracuse. And when they're not good, I'll tell you, and I've told you when they're not good, but what I'm most proud is the buy-in. There's games we lost, and you're like, you know, I got to be fair as a coach too. You know, as much I can be demanding, I got to be fair on their investment. And I know some nights it's not good enough. I know some guys tonight didn't have their best game. Challenge is big for some of them. It's first year. Like I said in French, there's no university of hockey where you can go sit on the desk and learn everything about hockey. Unfortunately, you need to be right in the game and the caliber sometimes that's asking you a lot. So look at what we're giving to Verbeek, Pezzetta, Martineau, even the young Cal, Evans, Odette, Wicked, Alain, Venmo, all those young guys and Flower in the back with Plant and David. And like, we're giving stuff that all the rookie we have like, I don't know, maybe rookie 12, 13, something like that overall in our lineup. Like, there's no price for what they're getting right now. And sometimes it comes with failing. I admit it. They're young guys. You can't, they don't know what they don't know. So that's why I gotta buy in. I know that's not good enough. Even time it back, it starts tomorrow. You know, and I, like we talked about, some guys are growing slowly, slowly. And that's what I'm most proud of is the buy-in.
Thanks, Coach.
Yes, Coach.
Nice to meet you.